Oh, Bob, isn't it just the loveliest time of year?
Absolutely.
The fall, I love the crisp, cool air, all the bright colors.
I feel bad for people who don't get that.
Oh, the
I
four
like all four. I
seasons.
like all four
Yeah,
seasons.
me too. And one of the things I love about this time of year is football. I don't know that you're much of a football fan, but there's nothing to me greater in the world than sitting on a lazy Sunday afternoon. I don't get many of them and watching football. But this past weekend, I actually had some time to sit and chill out and watch a game. And this commercial came on for a beer ad, and this is what I heard.
Blue skies, smiling at me.
And I thought, that's Sharon Van Etten covering the song Blue Skies.
On a beer ad.
On a beer ad.
At a football game.
During a football game, right? And I confirmed that it is in fact her. And my first thought wasn't, what a sellout! My first thought was, I hope she got a boatload of money for that.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about this a little bit over the years. You know, your generation, for sure.
We would have called Sharon a sellout and probably would have never bought another one of her records. It was, music was a reaction against all that was corporate. Music was a reaction, the generation that I lived in was a reaction against all that was commercial. And that's changed.
Well, I talked with Kevin Barnes one time with the band of Montreal because there was a backlash when he used one of his songs. I think it was in an Outback Steakhouse ad. And he said, look, unless you want me to be, you know, living in a log cabin and powering all my computers and equipment with kerosene, you know, and living off the land, you know, I've got to eat and I've got to pay bills, you know. This actually costs money to make music.
And they actually make a chunk of money. I mean, they can, musicians now can easily make a year's worth of living on one commercial.
Yeah.
And then able to do what they want to really do.
Exactly.
And so it's a real tear in my mind, having lived and thought of things one way and now having to think of it another. It's not the way you do it. So these TV shows, that, you know, or movies or
ads.
Commercials.
Well, so what we want to know is we're going to do a blog post or you can leave comments on the page for this week's show. But we'll do a separate post asking you to tell us about a band that you discovered or an artist you discovered through an ad. You know, when I Googled this to see if this was, in fact, Sharon, and it was obvious that a lot of people had searched this. So I also thought, well, I hope a lot of people discovered her music then this way. So we want to know, what band or song did you discover and fall in love with just because it was in an ad and otherwise wouldn't have heard it? Which brings me to a band I want to start off with today, Chairlift. This is a Brooklyn band, the duo of Caroline Polachek and Patrick Wimberly. They were one of the first bands back in 2008 to break because Apple featured them in an ad. It was for an iPod Nano, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it was that Bruises song, you know, I tried to do handstands for you. Do you remember that one?
I do. Thanks for singing that.
Yeah. It's a very cute song, very cute, quirky little pop song. But now, all these years later, Chairlift, they've got a new record coming out early next year. I've only heard this one cut, but it sounds like, you know, their music has really evolved a lot. That quirky, cutesy little sound is gone. It's a lot bigger. It's a more confident pop sound. And this song from Chairlift is from their upcoming record, Moth. And the song is Cha-Ching, Bob. Cha-Ching. Appropriately titled.
Dead, get out, don't wait for it
mission. The music ain't playing until you listen. Yeah, and what you want can be dangerous. Uh-oh. But that's the only way I want it to be. A double diet, keep a secret.
If you look that up, it is in fact a gas valve assembly part for a whirlpool. That's the only thing I can come up with. I have no idea what it would be otherwise. I just searched for that number sequence. But that's Chairlift with the song Cha-Ching from their upcoming record Moth. Their sound has evolved over the years, in part because of a lineup change. The original duo split up in 2010. That was with Aaron Finning and Caroline Polachek. And he left in 2010 to pursue a solo career, and now she's working with Patrick Wimberly. You know, this is a band that started 10 years ago, and you know what their original idea was? You know, like the thing that brought them together, like this is what we're going to do? They were going to write background music for haunted houses. who wakes up in the morning and is like, I got it. This will be our thing. Yeah. Haunted house music.
Right. Once a year. Yeah, one evening.
One record. Once a year. Anyway, obviously not where they ended up. Moth is their new record, and it is not out until January 16th.
Wow.
January.
Well, something that my next band, Stolen Jars, has in common with Chairlift is that they were featured on an iPad commercial.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw them at CMJ, and I'm just back from CMJ. I slept 10 hours last
total.
Evening.
Oh, no, wait, last night.
Last night.
I thought you were going to say
like these. Well, that might be true, too, but in one evening, which is a record, near record for me. It's an exhausting, wonderful music festival, 5 days of music from noon to 2 in the morning, basically, if you can do that. I saw about 60, 70 bands, put up a CMJ post, my favorite 10. Stolen Jars, this band, which started as a duo between Cody Fitzgerald and Molly Grund. Now they came to CMJ as a six-piece band, but they were one of the 10 favorites that I put up on that CMJ post. If you want to listen to some new music of artists that turned me on, I'll play a couple on this show, but let me play this cut from Stolen Jars. They have a record that came out this summer, and the song I'm going to play is called Wreaths Rakes.
Wreaths, like a Christmas wreath. But many
but
of
more,
them.
Many yeah. of them, yes.
Christmas
and,
wreaths.
And rakes. You ready? Hand claps coming.
I'm sold, baby.
A lot of staccato going on there. The interplay between the guitar and the keyboards. It sounded like an arpeggiation on a synthesizer, but it's not, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, even with the hand claps, It sounded like it was arpeggiated, like you said, and nearly impossible to clap along with.
Yeah, that was a toughie.
On all the off beats, but it was great.
Yeah, Stolen Jars is the group, and the record's called Kept. And I really like them. They're one of the favorite things I saw at CMJ 2015 this year.
You remember a couple shows back, we had Bob Dylan on the show. Well, played a Bob Dylan song.
I remember.
Yeah. And we talked about how he put out three seminal records in a year from 65 to 66 and lamented how nobody does that. Why doesn't anybody do that anymore? It's always two or three or 5 years between records. Well, Beach House just did it. Beach House had a great record out in August. It was called Depression Cherry. And then they surprised everyone about a week ago. They said, hey, you know what? We've got another full record coming. So now, less than 2 months later, this past Friday, they released another full-length record called Thank Your Lucky Stars. And I've spent a little time with it. There's some bright spots on the record, but it's mostly moody, very ethereal. And I think this band, Beach House, they have such a great sense of space and how to use it and how to fill the space. You really feel like you're almost floating in the music. And this song that I want to play from their surprise new record is called Elegy to the Void.
Thank you.
with a nice little fade out, implying the void is forever. It's just ongoing.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, I like this record a lot. I'm not sure how to take this song, Elegy to the Void. It seems pretty bleak, but calling it an elegy to me implies that that's something you write for someone who's passed away. It no longer exists. So if it's an elegy to the void, then does that mean the void has somehow died or is gone? And the record itself seems, the title, Thank Your Lucky Stars, feels like there's some real optimism in there. But the lyrics, when you listen to that song, seem like they're telling us to embrace the void in some way, which I'm all for. I love embracing the void because it's not going anywhere. You gotta get down in it, own the void. Okay.
That was the void.
Anyway, Thank Your Lucky Stars is the record. Beach House.
I want to play something. I walked into one of the many clubs in the Lower East Side of New York that houses many of the shows for CMJ. 35 years of this festival. Anyway, I walk in to this club, pianos, and the upstairs, and instead of seeing any kind of amplifiers and so forth, I saw a table full of gear, and I thought, oh, I guess this must be a DJ set. Maybe I'll leave. And then I saw this fellow. Thought I'd give it a minute, and it was anything but a DJ set. It was the name of the artist is called Bayonne. It's music of Roger Sellers, and he was one animated character. Like, it's one thing when you see these either DJs or folks who do laptop stuff make lots of faces when they simply turn a knob.
Right. Yeah, I love it.
Knob face. But it's another when this person's completely engrossed. He and Machine are one. He also had a big floor tom that he played. Later I learned that one of the greatest inspirations in his life is Phil Collins.
Oh my gosh.
And knowing that now, I see that. I see that in the way he played that floor tom. But I fell in love with this guy's electronic music, something that more electronic musicians than not are doing dance beats and stuff. He doesn't do this. This is all about texture. An amazing sound. I'm going to play a song from Bayonne, and the song I'm going to play is called Spectralite, a song about a stone he got from his girlfriend, and the song is about forgiveness, and he held on to that stone for the entire time he made this. We'll be right back. That's a single from an artist. His name is Roger Sellers. He goes by the name of Bayonne. Don't think there's any. The only Bayonne I know is New Jersey, but if you search Bayonne, you get New Jersey artists in New Jersey, musicians
that,
in New Jersey.
That must be it.
So anyway, the song's called Spectralight. I really like what he does, and really worth seeing.
More arpeggiated synths there. The opening, those synths, that did sounded very 80s to me, which is what I think of. I mean, Phil Collins. That was when his heyday was the 80s. But interesting, I'd like to know how he discovered Phil Collins and how he fell in love with Phil Collins.
The only thing I know is that when he was about six, his parents got him a drum set, and he just became obsessed with Phil Collins. And, if you're a drummer and you're around that age and...
Well, Phil Collins made one of the most instantly recognizable drum fills of all time with the song In the Air Tonight, which was actually the whole inspiration for Drum Fill Friday, because that song came on the radio when I was driving into work one day, and my wife and I were stopped at the traffic light, just sitting there mutely listening to this song, and right when that fill came up, both of us without
the fill, not as in Phil Collins, but
right,
the drum fill.
Drum fill came up.
You should call it Drum Fill Friday with the PH.
PH, I should, in honor of him. But when that drum fill came in, dun 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 dun, we both air drummed at the same time, and then pulled off, drove on into work. But I thought, wonder how many other songs you can identify just by drum fill. You know, CMJ, you're playing stuff you discovered at CMJ this year, South by Southwest, the other big music discovery festival of the year, certainly the biggest one for me. I've got a band that we discovered at South by a couple of years ago, Bronze Radio Return. That was one of our discoveries from 2013. This is just a big pop group from Connecticut. They make big, beautiful, buoyant pop songs that are uplifting and joyful and just make you feel better about everything in the world. And that's exactly what they do with this next song I want to play. They've got a new record called Light Me Up, and this is the title track. Light Me Up, Bob.
Oh,
If it's great to be here is the number one thing that a band says to an audience in a live performance.
Yeah.
It's great to be here. What's the second most popular thing that a band says to an audience?
Good evening, Washington.
No. How you guys feeling out there?
Or the other is it's so good to be here on a Tuesday when, of course, it's really Wednesday.
Right, in whatever town they've got completely wrong. No, but that's Bronze Radio Return, the song Light Me Up from the record Light Me Up. And the frontman for this band, Chris Henderson, says that he's really drawn to people with positive energy, and he finds himself on stage a lot asking the crowd how they feel, and he really just feeds off that positive energy that he gets from a crowd during a show. And it's very infectious and addictive. It's a great feeling, and he was inspired to write the song. He says in the song, "I don't really know you, but I hope we can relate." And I love the way bands connect with audiences, and the song, just a great big joyful song, Light Me Up. It's out now. This record came out last Friday.
It is so key to a new artist coming up that there's some sense of support for what they're doing. I went and saw Eskimo, one of the bands that I madly love.
Yeah.
I saw them on their home turf, and it was just a giant sing-along with all the songs, which is really quite wonderful. And you see that as a group like Eskimo may develop more and more audience, they'll go across country, and a couple of people in the audience will start singing the words, and that means just so much to a group. I saw a group I'd never seen, as many of the groups I saw at CMJ were and what I aim to do. It was a group called Weaves, W-E-A-V-E-S. And explaining them is really hard because the singer is very, very childlike in her presence. She'd take her big flowing dress and kind of wrap it around the mic and play with it in ways that you'd sort of see a child. She'd tie it around the stand as she's singing, very, very much like a child might do. And then her voice had kind of, in a way, I'm going to say, a Joanna Newsom sound in that childlike way that Joanna Faces sings. But then again, she had a very kind of 40s Billy, if I say Billie Holiday, you're going to think bluesy. It's not that. It's just the way her phrasing kind of elongates, and she has a really good voice. And so it was just a quirky thing. And the guitar player in that band was a very noisy kind of Nels Klein kind of guy. But at the same time, when he needed the paracords, bam, they were there.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this song called Weaves. It's off an EP they put out earlier this year. The song is called Tick. It's not exactly the description that I've just given you, but you know how it is when
it
translate from record to live show. An exciting live band to see. Incredible drummer, incredible bass player. And I'll go out on Weaves. You can see all of my list of things I loved at CMJ and listen to lots of new music that way on our blog post. And I just gave you a taste of three of them today. And I'm going to catch up on some more sleep.
Well, it's nice to have you back, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton. Take care. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.